Welcome to Is This a Stupid Question? My name's Kieran.
I'm Alex.
I'm Andy.
Pedro.
Pedro, did you have a segment you wanted to introduce?
Oh, a segment?
Oh, yeah. Well,
a segment?
Is it better than potato facts?
No, I like potato facts.
It was just some rapid.
I like butt time stories.
I went into Twitter and I was just putting a couple of search things and I've got some rapid stupid questions.
I almost thought you said rapper.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to rap.
What's up? Yo. Nah.
Yo, I'm Pedro and I'm here to say.
I like rapid stupid question. Yeah, let's do it.
So this is from Twitter. And so I've just got, about five or six of these. So really quick, you guys just answer them just quick okay. Answers.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. At Zach Perlman. And this is a guy That's called. It. Huh?
I know Zach Perlman.
This is Zach Perlman and he's verified. So.
Yeah. He's a celebrity. I know.
Okay. So he asks us on the 17th.
I don't think he's listening.
2016. And by the way, if these people that are asking us questions, can you please use the hashtags? Because it was hard to find.
Not even you can use the hashtag. You said I Zach.
Pay attention.
It's Zach.
Pay attention, Kieran. Okay. So at Zach Perlman goes, this might sound like a stupid question, but am I a dog? Andy.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Like a D-A-W-G dog.
D-O-G.
Yeah, I totally am.
Yeah, dog. Absolutely.
While I sip my wine.
Better than people.
And there is an answer, and it just says, God, can you weigh in? Dog.
What?
Exactly.
Wait, so who is this guy? What's he known for?
I don't know. Quick one.
I don't have time.
No dwelling.
All right, so
no
time. At Jeff Walter, and his name is Jeffrey Walter. 5th of
I
June.
I know Jeff Walter.
Fucking hell.
5th of June, 2016. Okay. might seem a stupid question, but by what time do you guys have to be at Tilly's tomorrow for graduation? 3 p.m.?
It's more like 3:30, actually, because we have to wait for the limo.
You have to sit down at 3 p.m. for 3:30, yeah.
I get there at 2:30 because I need to go to the bathroom.
Make some grunts.
And just make some grunt noises.
Yep.
And drop a watermelon.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Alex?
Yeah, I'm arriving by limo.
Jeff, my answer is that graduation was yesterday and we don't like you. Okay. Sparkling DJH and that's
I know
Amber.
Sparkling DJH.
Okay, the running gag stops after three.
It's still funny.
Okay.
It's the funniest right now.
Come on, this is rapid.
Rapid.
Okay. Sparkling DJH Amber. I know this is a stupid. Oh, this was on the 4th of June. I know this is a stupid question, but how do you get the rainbow on your peepee?
Now
I've got an answer.
I also have an answer.
PP. Now I'm gonna just ignore what PP actually means, and I'm gonna say that you get someone that's been eating lifesavers to suck you off. I think PP's profile pic because
I know the answer. Do you know the answer to this one?
No, actually, I thought you were talking about penis, and I thought if you stood outside with your pants off and aimed it kind of at the sun, you would get a rainbow.
Yeah, totally.
What the correct answer is? There's these blowjob parties. They're sort of
What? Blowjob.
They're not real. Like they're sort of an old wives' tale sort of thing where something came up and
old wives to blow.
Yeah.
Oh, I know about this.
Yeah,
and the lipstick.
Yeah,
yes.
All the girls wear a different lipstick, and then they put the thing over.
Gets the closest to the end of the shaft is the winner, apparently.
Yeah, right.
No, I thought it was after your penis is a rainbow.
It is a rainbow. But the one that
The rainbow.
Closing. Oh, I see. Is that the game?
That's
okay.
The winner.
Okay. Next.
Snap. Next one.
Okay. Next one. At Sammy Pellock. Her name is Sammy.
I don't know Sammy Pellock. Sorry.
4th of June.
Sammy or Samuel Pellock?
No, Sammy. Okay. I think it's a girl.
No, I don't know them.
Look, in a near the beach, looking very pretty. So Sammy Pellock.
It's probably a bot.
Probably a stupid question, but can you get a free donut at Krispy Kreme all day?
If you take it, from the conveyor.
Yeah, if you believe it, you can do it.
I like to believe in the kindness of strangers, and if you ask them politely, they'll give you one.
Well, it's that free donut thing that they did in when they first started up.
Yeah.
They gave free donuts to the line.
Yep.
And you just get the free donuts and fuck
while
off.
You're in the queue.
Yeah.
They were probably yesterday's donuts.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
For those Americans listening, that Krispy Kreme is a delicacy.
Well, this girl is from Powell, Ohio.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Didn't Powell. Krispy Kreme came out from America.
Krispy Kreme came from America.
No, I'm saying here in Australia, it's a delicacy because there used to be one
at
of
Penrith,
them.
Penrith, right?
At Penrith,
yes. And we saw it. We saw the
Penrith
oil and
fat. Still there.
I know it's still there. Oh, yeah. But there's one. And now they're in 7-Elevens and they're everywhere.
And you got... Got back to see it day. Being made.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Five years ago. Yeah. Okay.
Next.
Kova Shadow. Kova _ Shadow, and that's the name. 4th of June again. They were all coming on the 4th of June.
Something happened in the 4th of June.
A stupid question, but Bartra playing left centre back, right?
Well, no. He's playing on the left, right? Or the right, left?
Yes. The answer is played both from what I can see. Okay. Next one. I got three more.
Yeah, the Euros are on. Like too many other things.
Yeah.
At missives of a sub, Matt. Stupid question, but would a sealed bottle of wine last 18 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. A Matt. We don't want Matt choosing our wine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sorry, guys.
That smells like pepperoni.
Strawberries?
No, pepperoni.
Don't lick it.
When he parked, that's the flavor that we have today.
It's vinegary. I don't know.
Tastes like Caesar salad.
At Sean's neck veins. Hashtag better 63. Stupid question. But has Sean had a song reach number one on the US iTunes charts yet? Question mark.
Sean Parvy Coombs. He definitely probably has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. From Godzilla.
Yeah.
Tupac?
No.
Oh, Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Godzilla.
Has he had a number
Godzilla.
One?
Godzilla. With Magic Bro- Ma- mm-hmm. Matthew Broderick. Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick.
All right, and the last one from her name's Kat, and it's Canuck's Fate. Canuck's Fate. I think Canuck is Canadian.
Canadian, right? Yeah.
Is it?
This is the best question I found, and this is the last one. Probably a stupid question, but in basketball, how many quarters do they go till?
I think I have one of the.
They always say it's a game of two halves. So
it still is two halves. It's just four quarters.
I'm guessing it's a basketball game, though, right?
Yeah. I've got a fast one as well.
Okay,
do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah.
The way this is put out,
too slow.
Is really it's funny to me how she says this. So
how she put out. It was funny.
So this is from @hello_Genesis. Do spiders lay eggs like tiny ones, kind of like frogs, except not in water?
I've saw this one as well.
What about water spiders?
Yeah, there is water spiders.
What are you talking about? Like, why is frogs? It's
like frogs,
like frogs, except not in water.
Do fish lay eggs?
Like chickens, maybe?
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
Where'd you get frogs from?
Why like the logical chickens. Leap to frogs, yeah. Hey?
They could have just gone like chickens.
Yeah.
She's using all 140 characters.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, think of a short word that a short animal that lays eggs.
Hen. Hen is shorter.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote this question, but I saw it and wrote it again. I'm sorry. If you're out there, tweet us. If I got bitten by a turtle when I was younger, can I still drink orange juice?
No, seriously, you can't. And yeah. I wish we had that person's handle because I would write to them now and go,
Stop it. No citrus-based drinks.
Put down the glass.
Have you seen Gremlins? You better not be drinking that juice after midnight.
Yeah.
What? What was that?
I saw it as on the internet. It's written in bloody stone. So.
Yeah,
stone Twitter. I got another quick one. Actually.
Twitter on the cave walls.
Actually, I got two more quick ones because I don't think this will. So from Bishmo, BEASHM0. Do people in the middle of the ocean feel earthquakes?
They're probably drowning.
they're probably not alive.
They're
still
feeling the waves. They're probably tsunamis. Surfing some great tides. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't surf in the. You have to be by a coast, right?
Yeah.
No, you have to be by a reef. Like you can surf in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, there's waves like in the crashing.
Yes.
Crashing waves. Mm.
What are they crashing on?
I feel a little doubt in the Kieran Meinster.
On a reef.
Isn't the reef like really...
Yeah, but like... Do I have to like YouTube and show you?
No.
You might actually.
Like there's reefs and there's sandbanks and everything like that. They can go out
into
the water.
I reckon you would feel the vibrations in the water.
You would know it. You'd feel the bloody water...
Do you think?
Up above you.
Yeah. Can you imagine like the...
That's an earthquake. It's not a tidal wave or anything. Yeah.
But don't earthquakes create tidal waves?
Yep. Tsunamis and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah.
From earthquakes.
Yeah, the earthquake that happened, the tsunami in Indonesia or something, was an earthquake in the middle of the Pacific.
Mm. All right. Next one is from...
Science with Pedro.
Quiche212.
Quiche.
Your quiche.
Yep.
My favorite quiche. Food.
Is her name Lorraine?
Well...
Her name's Spinach.
Actually, her name's Kesha G. So Kesh
with a dollar sign.
I reckon I looked at this one as well.
Oh, I'll just say it. Why do we call them undercover cops when we all know what the cars look like? Why?
You know, it beats the heck out of me.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon think
the world loves labels.
What?
We love to label things.
Is she saying like when undercover cops in marked cop cars? Is that what she's talking about? I guess.
Because
what, like a postman is driving a police car?
No. Like she's like they're undercover police officers in
more wine.
He's got the bottle right next to him. Undercover police officers in.
Yeah, it's not like you're driving around cars. In some.
Yeah.
In the police car.
Alright, okay. Quick one. Alex. I'll get a quick one. Is a blowjob from a Muppet also a hand job?
Aw. That is terrible. Not if it's Big Bird.
He's not a Muppet.
Well, there's a whole person in there. It's a
Snuffleupagus.
The Cookie Monster.
Oh, man, the trunk just gets sucked up.
Oh, no.
I've been sitting on that one. That's so good. All right, this is so good to say. So,
feels good, man.
It's like a satisfying poo.
I bet you there's like some weird shit on
that. That'd feel pretty good.
You reckon? I mean...
Yeah, felt feeling.
It could be pretty rough though.
No, it wouldn't there wouldn't be enough friction.
What?
That
I'm
going to
be
felt.
Too much friction.
Yeah.
No, too much friction. No, not that I know.
Actually, the mouth is usually like pretty flat. So I'll probably be like, yeah. You know how Cookie Monster eats cookies?
Yeah,
I'm imagining that.
The cookies are going all over the place.
Yeah.
He didn't swallow any.
Which Muppet?
I don't know, man.
Miss Piggy.
What are you into?
Miss Piggy.
Elmo.
I'll go Miss Piggy.
They're not Muppets? Are they Muppets?
Yeah, they're Muppets.
The girl that plays the bass in the band. I think it's the bass.
Is this a real girl?
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
I'd love to fuck that Muppet.
Grover for me, all the way.
What about Animal? Animal would be great.
Animal.
Oh, that'd be over in 2 minutes.
It's raw.
I feel like Bert and Ernie have the most experience, so.
Hey, Bert.
So is it all? Is it also?
Hey, Ernie.
Is it also a hand job?
No,
it's not
even in character.
Stick to the lines and the script I gave you.
It's not easy being green.
It's not easy being green.
He's a green person.
Hi ho, hi Eddie Frog, little.
Kirby, hey Kirby. It seems like you've got a pink lady down there.
Ooh, it seems like a big one. Yay!
Oh, God. You know that Kermit and Yoda, they're the same voice.
Who?
Kermit and Yoda.
Look,
Frank Oz, isn't
it? No, it's Kermit and...
Oh, no, Kermit is Jim Henson.
I'm not sure.
It is.
But Kermit is like...
How do you call there?
Frank Oz did Miss Piggy and Yoda.
Right.
Yeah.
But Jar Jar Binks is...
Oh, God. Yeah, that's like that Rastafarian guy.
How's Jar Jar Binks going?
Misa, Misa, like...
La Misa, so ladies, ah! Oh, I don't know. Oh, my tongue is numb.
Give me back my daughter.
Oh.
So, are we talking about...
Miss a Senate person now.
Chewy.
That was an Ewok. Oh, I got it. Jump, jump, isn't it? Jump, jump.
Oh, I too.
Okay. I guess there's no limit. They're also puppets, right?
Yeah.
So I was driving the other day. I think it was on
all your questions so, is this.
So professional.
I was driving the other day on, I think it was on the M2. And so this is
like the
this the M2. Yeah,
so it sounds like an old jazz thing. Like,
he sells out on the window.
So he's describing a film.
Like film noir.
Yeah.
I was driving down the highway with the M2. No, so this. So as we know,
broad on my side.
Shut up.
See this tall drink of water.
Miss, I don't like this.
Fuck off, right.
So.
He's just as annoying. Like, he has an invitation.
Get out of here, you. Kick him out.
No.
All right.
I want to go home now.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So you were driving.
So I was driving on the M2. M2's like it's a highway that's so
it's a freeway.
The middle of the lane is like there's a concrete block, so you can't move from one side to the other, right?
Yeah.
And it's got a toll and everything. This is for our international listeners. So I was driving and I noticed on the other side, so the opposite lane coming towards you, the entry ramp for that lane had a massive sign saying wrong way, go back. So it's facing, I can see it because I'm driving.
What?
I'm driving in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the other side, so the traffic going the other way, the entry ramp to the other side of the road going the opposite way had a sign that I could see, but obviously the cars coming, entering that the other side of the freeway, they can't see it, but I can see it. And it said, wrong way, go back. Here's the question. If you reach that point of your trip where that sign becomes relevant and you haven't caused a traffic jam or killed anyone, I think you should just be allowed to go through. And the sign should say, congratulations.
You passed the
collect
test.
Your money on the way out.
Collect $200. You pass go.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen these signs?
I've
have you noticed
signs,
it?
Yeah.
It says wrong way, go back on the. And it's like, well, who's that for?
Yeah, I feel like once you reach that sign, it's too far.
Yeah, congratulations.
Like, yeah.
Why couldn't you tell me sooner?
Yeah.
I was wondering why everyone was going the wrong way. Hey, you idiots.
So. And there should be like a prize
yes,
as you go
yes.
through. Maybe you should test it out next time.
Well, I don't even know how you get, because I made you a point about that concrete block in the middle of the
when
freeway.
When you're driving the right way, just turn around and go the wrong way.
Is it someone doing like a U-E? Like at the exit or something?
That's what it is. It's someone going, oh, fuck, I need to go over there, and then going back up the entry.
What's a reversing?
Obviously, someone's done it, right? Because otherwise the sign wouldn't be up there.
This is the point. In Australia, like, we have these stupid like signs and rules that no one's ever going to... Why put that sign there? I mean, if you get to
someone's
that point...
Someone's done it.
Can I say something? I've done that in Portugal once, so...
do they drive on the other side?
I don't know what it is. Have you ever driven in Europe? Or
I've driven in America, so that's on the right.
In America, do they have this thing where the entry and the exit to a road is basically within, I think they call it a shoulder, so the people you can enter in the freeway here, and then 10 meters down the road is the exit of the freeway as well, so you've got cars coming in, cars going out. I ended up, I don't know how I did, but obviously I went on the entry ramp.
Oh, shit.
So it's for people like you.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what? This is like the culture over there. They must have seen me coming, and all they do, they don't do anything. They just swerve around me.
Yeah.
They're just like chill. We've seen this before. Oh, look, it's got a Europe car sticker on it.
Yeah. They're like, congratulations, man. Pick up your $200 down there. Well done.
It's like driving in like Thailand or something, where the horn is actually hey, I'm here, not a get the fuck out of the way. It's
a warning.
Yeah. And they said the interesting thing in America, which I found crazy, was that so there's two lanes going forward on the right, two lanes on the other side, but there's also one lane in the middle, which is the turning lane for both sides going left.
Yeah,
for their left.
And you're
I found
right,
that really. Absolutely crazy, because like, what if there's a driveway there and a driveway on the other side as well there? Like, you just run into each other, don't you?
Was this in like San Francisco or something?
No, Atlanta.
They have some of those lanes here in a smaller.
That's Florida,
road.
Right?
No, south. It's above Florida.
It's not a city with like trams or anything, right?
No.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. But yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's so weird.
I think there's...
I'm pretty sure I swerved from someone.
I don't know about America, but there's just too many rules here, and I think people freak out. I think that's why when someone doesn't use a blinker or something, like, people just chuck the shits. Because it's like, oh, you need a blinker. Who gives a shit? I'm not hurting anyone.
I give a shit.
I care so much about that.
I see you, bloody Australians.
Like, if you don't indicate, like, just
No. If you're
behind
me... You should
lose 12 demerit points for that shit.
If you're... No, I mean...
You go into negative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You're not winning this one, Pedro.
No, I mean, I'm not going to cause any danger. I'm not going to be in dangerous situations and not use the blinker.
Yeah. I remember being on a bus in China, and the rules there are completely different to everywhere in the world. The buses have right of way over everyone.
In Europe.
Traffic lights,
China.
Cars, people, everyone. And we were on a bus, and we were coming up to a...
People?
We were coming up to a set of lights. And so the guy's just like hot. It was massive, massive intersection, like four lanes wide going every single way. Your nightmare, Kieran. And he just like hops into the shoulder, and it's a red light, and just keeps going the same speed. And I could see the cars going across, and I was just like, this is it. This is how it happens. This guy is fucking like, oh,
were
fuck,
you alone?
I hate my job. No, it was with my girlfriend. Yeah, and And we were just, I kind of looked at her, and she's like,
did you look at her and go, it's a twin?
Make sure if you survive this, tell Kieran it's a double.
He texts Kieran.
Yeah, and then he just goes straight through the whole intersection. All the cars just stop for this bus, and then that's it.
Wow.
It's fucked.
I had a similar experience in Italy, but the pedestrians, I think, have right of way at crossings. I mean, I think they do here as well, but... You basically just have to walk straight out into traffic and the cars will stop. But it's the scariest fucking thing, because there's nothing to protect you from this driver, and just hope that they've seen you.
That is unbelievable.
And it's probably a stereotype, but they're terrible, terrible drivers.
Italians can't park.
No, they can. They just park on crossings. I saw this several times where I was about to cross the road. A car would pull up. What?
There's no room. In European cities, there's no room.
Well, yeah, I guess so. They just pull up, park on the crossing, like next to the curb, and like that'll do. And then walk off.
I've seen cars in Lisbon like on roundabouts, on top of roundabouts. At least you know where the roundabout is.
Yeah. We're parked under the sun sphere.
Yeah. So next time you're driving, boys, have a look. Just
wrong way sign.
And just go. Yeah, Peachy's right. That is the
speed. You should get a medal and an award if you get make it that far.
Yeah, and if you ever hear like there's been an accident, someone did. Can you please send me the link?
I will.
I've got a story.
Butt time.
I said Karen. I didn't, but no, it's not a butt time. Man, it's done that thing where it's small again.
Wait, did you just go in a pool?
It's cold. It's cold outside, right? It's cold.
All right. So this is on Yahoo Answers. My son wants to include his wife in our family portrait? That's a question. Yeah. We're having a family portrait updated in a few weeks, and my youngest son is upset that we don't want his wife included in the photo. Oh, God. He's upset because my other two daughters-in-law will be in it, but the problem is his wife, Anna, is overweight.
Oh.
My wife and I and most of his brothers and sisters feel that having a fat woman in our family portrait will ruin the photo. She wasn't always fat. She was actually quite stunning when they were married, but she's gotten increasingly fat since she's had kids. We gave her 10 months notice and told her to lose 43 pounds. If she wanted to be in the portrait and she hasn't. So this is really all her fault.
Oh my God.
But my son still feels upset. He's angry because all the other wives will be in it. And that's because none of them have embarrassing weight issues. I explained to him that I'll be showing this portrait to clients and business partners. So I'll have a copy in my office and in my home. I don't want to have to explain when they laugh and ask what about the fat woman that my son is a chubby chaser. Frankly, her weight is an embarrassment to this family. How do I convince him it's his wife's own fault? She's been excluded.
Oh,
fuck people, man. Like, Jesus Christ.
So this has got to be horrible, like, one family. Bed-bound people, right?
Is there answers to this? On
what
was the top answer?
Sit on my face.
If you would just have a little bit of a discussion, I'll get it up. Possibly.
That's pretty fucking harsh, eh?
So this is like his mother writing it or his father?
His mother writing it about her daughter-in-law. That's fucking awful.
Well, mother-in-laws are bitches, right?
What? Does your girlfriend's mum listen to this?
I'm not married to her. Boom. Loophole.
No, you can say that in general. Like, it's just
shut up, Pedro. I mean, it's a general rule of thumb, yeah. Like, you know. Yeah.
It's like it's a cliche in a generalization, but I just like, what's wrong with everyone? Do you know what I mean? Well, no wonder the aliens didn't come down.
They're eating too much. That's the problem.
I know. Why does she want to be in the portrait? I just don't understand.
The photo's not going to sit straight.
Does the son want to be in this portrait, or he got the invite? I just tell him to fuck off.
If I was the son, I would be like, go fuck yourself. I'm not going to be in the photo.
Yeah, I will not. Yeah. What were the answers?
Oh my God, I found it. I found it.
What, a picture? Did they take the portrait?
I really hope so. What was the top answer?
Me. It's a long answer.
Give us the gist.
All right. I'll gist it up. Actually, it's your family's fault for being cruel to your son and his wife. You don't have the right to demand that someone blah blah blah. Yeah. You know, you get the picture.
Yeah, I get it. Okay,
that is the correct answer.
Yeah, I'm glad someone wasn't like, maybe you should, give her a fucking pamphlet for the plastic surgeon. Or
just
something.
Distract her with cake or something when the photo's happening. Like, that would be a dick thing to say. You're still listening to this? Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Hit us up with any stupid questions and we will answer them.
You can download us on iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah, we're on Stitcher and iTunes. Search Is This a Stupid Question? Also, find us on Twitter at a question stupid.